Welcome to episode 47 of the Timeless Tactics podcast, where we master the art of progress through wisdom that transcends time. The path to success is rarely straight. It twists through valleys of doubt, climbs mountains of challenge, and often seems to disappear entirely in the fog of uncertainty. Yet some individuals navigate these treacherous paths with remarkable consistency, reaching their destinations while others turn back at the first sign of difficulty. What separates these successful people from those who give up? The answer lies in a single, powerful quality: perseverance. Perseverance is not merely stubbornness or blind determination. It's the intelligent persistence that keeps you moving forward when obstacles seem insurmountable, when progress feels impossible, and when every rational voice tells you to quit. It's the quiet strength that whispers one more step when your legs feel ready to collapse, and the unwavering belief that your destination remains achievable despite the challenges you face. Today, we explore this timeless quality through the lens of ancient wisdom and modern understanding, discovering strategies that have guided humanity's greatest achievers for centuries. Understanding true perseverance. Perseverance differs fundamentally from mere stubbornness. While stubbornness involves rigid attachment to a single approach, perseverance embraces flexibility in methods while maintaining unwavering commitment to the goal. It's the difference between repeatedly banging your head against a wall and finding creative ways to go over, under, or around it. The ancient Stoics understood this distinction deeply. They practiced what Epictetus called the discipline of desire, wanting only what is within their control and accepting what is not. This doesn't mean passive resignation. Rather, it means channeling energy toward actionable responses rather than futile resistance to unchangeable circumstances. Marcus Aurelius, writing in his Meditations, captured this perfectly. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This profound insight reveals that obstacles aren't roadblocks to success. They are the raw materials from which success is built. Modern research confirms what the Stoics intuited. Perseverance is largely about mindset. Psychologist Angela Duckworth's groundbreaking work on grit shows that the combination of passion and persistence for long-term goals predicts success better than talent, intelligence, or luck. Her studies reveal that individuals who view challenges as opportunities to grow rather than threats to their competence demonstrate greater resilience and achievement. The strategic foundation, Sun Tzu's wisdom. Sun Tzu's The Art of War offers profound insights into the strategic nature of perseverance. The great military philosopher understood that victory belongs not to the strongest or fastest, but to those who can outlast their opponents through superior strategy and unwavering resolve. Supreme excellence consists in breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting, Sun Tzu wrote. This principle applies powerfully to personal obstacles. Sometimes perseverance means finding ways to make challenges irrelevant rather than confronting them head-on. It's about strategic thinking combined with persistent action. Sun Tzu also emphasized the importance of knowing yourself and your situation. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Applied to perseverance, this means honestly assessing your strengths, weaknesses, resources, and the nature of your obstacles. This self-knowledge allows you to develop realistic strategies and maintain perspective during difficult periods. The strategic approach to perseverance involves several key elements. Terrain analysis, understanding the landscape of your challenges. What obstacles are temporary versus permanent? Which can be overcome through effort and which require you to adapt your approach? Resource management. Recognizing that perseverance requires sustainable use of your physical, emotional, and mental resources. You can't sprint a marathon, and you can't maintain peak intensity indefinitely. Timing. Knowing when to push forward aggressively and when to conserve energy. Sometimes strategic patience is more powerful than constant action. The minimalist approach. Clarity through simplicity. Minimalism offers another valuable perspective on perseverance. By eliminating the non-essential, minimalists create clarity about what truly matters. This clarity becomes crucial when facing obstacles because it helps you distinguish between core objectives and peripheral distractions. When your goals are clear and your resources are focused, perseverance becomes more achievable. You're not dividing your energy among dozens of competing priorities. You're channeling it toward what matters most. This focused approach makes obstacles feel more manageable because you're not simultaneously fighting on multiple fronts. The minimalist approach to perseverance involves priority clarification, regularly asking yourself, what are the essential few things that will make the biggest difference? Focus your perseverance on these priorities rather than spreading it thin across numerous goals. Obstacle simplification, breaking complex challenges into their essential components. Often, what feels like an insurmountable obstacle is actually several smaller, manageable problems bundled together. Resource optimization, using your limited time, energy, and attention as efficiently as possible. This means saying no to opportunities that don't align with your core objectives, even when they seem attractive. Practical strategies for cultivating perseverance. Building mental resilience. Perseverance begins in the mind. Your thoughts about obstacles, setbacks, and challenges directly influence your ability to persist. Developing mental resilience involves training yourself to interpret difficulties constructively rather than catastrophically. Practice reframing obstacles as learning opportunities. When you encounter a setback, ask yourself, what can this teach me? Or how might this challenge make me stronger? This doesn't mean pretending difficulties aren't real or significant. It means choosing to extract value from them rather than being defeated by them. Develop what psychologists call a growth mindset. Believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. When you view your capabilities as fixed, obstacles feel threatening. When you see them as expandable, obstacles become opportunities to grow stronger. The power of small steps. Perseverance often fails when goals feel overwhelmingly large. The solution is to break monumental objectives into smaller, manageable actions. Each small step forward builds momentum and confidence, making the next step more achievable. The ancient Chinese philosopher Laozi wrote, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." This wisdom remains profoundly relevant. Focus on taking one step today, then another tomorrow. Consistency in small actions creates extraordinary results over time. Create what James Clear calls atomic habits, tiny changes that compound over time. These might include reading one page daily, writing one paragraph, making one phone call, or exercising for 5 minutes. The specific action matters less than the consistency. Developing systems over goals. While goals provide direction, systems provide the vehicle for reaching your destination. A goal is a desired outcome. A system is the process that leads to that outcome. Perseverance becomes more manageable when you focus on consistently executing good systems rather than fixating on distant endpoints. For example, if your goal is to write a book, your system might involve writing 500 words every morning before checking email. The system creates daily progress regardless of how you feel about the eventual book. This approach makes perseverance more sustainable because you're succeeding every day, not just when you reach the final destination. Building support networks. Perseverance doesn't require solitary struggle. In fact, surrounding yourself with supportive people makes persistence significantly easier. Seek out mentors, accountability partners, and communities of people pursuing similar goals. Share your challenges and victories with others. Sometimes perseverance requires borrowing strength from friends when your own reserves run low. Don't view asking for help as weakness. View it as strategic resource management. Learning from setbacks. Every significant pursuit involves setbacks. The key to perseverance is learning from these experiences rather than being defeated by them. After each setback, conduct a brief analysis. What worked? What didn't? What would you do differently? View setbacks as data rather than verdicts. Each failure provides information about what doesn't work, bringing you closer to discovering what does. Thomas Edison famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This perspective transforms obstacles from sources of discouragement into stepping stones toward success. Maintaining physical and emotional health. Perseverance requires sustained energy over extended periods. This makes physical and emotional health crucial for long-term persistence. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, Proper nutrition and stress management aren't luxuries. They're essential tools for maintaining the energy needed for perseverance. Pay attention to your emotional state as well. Persistent negative emotions can drain your resolve. Develop healthy ways to process frustration, disappointment, and anxiety. This might include meditation, journaling, talking with friends, or engaging in hobbies that restore your energy. The compound effect of consistent effort. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of perseverance is its compound effect. Small, consistent actions create exponential results over time. This principle applies to every area of life: relationships, skills, health, wealth, and knowledge. The key is understanding that progress often feels slow in the beginning. You plant seeds that don't immediately sprout. You make investments that don't immediately pay dividends. You develop skills that don't immediately make you competent. But persistence through this initial phase creates momentum that eventually becomes unstoppable. Warren Buffett, one of history's most successful investors, attributes his wealth primarily to compound returns over decades rather than spectacular short-term gains. His perseverance in applying consistent investment principles over 60-plus years created extraordinary results that would have been impossible through any other approach. Your path to unstoppable progress. Perseverance is not about blind determination or ignoring reality. It's about strategic persistence, the intelligent application of effort over time, guided by wisdom and supported by systems. It's about maintaining faith in your ability to overcome obstacles while remaining flexible in your methods. The timeless tactics we've explored today, stoic resilience, strategic thinking, and minimalist focus, all point to the same truth. Success belongs to those who persist intelligently. Your obstacles are not roadblocks. They are the raw materials from which your success will be built. Remember that every expert was once a beginner. Every master was once a disaster. Every success story began with someone deciding to take one more step, make one more attempt, and persist one more day. The path to your goals may be longer and more challenging than you initially anticipated, but it remains achievable through the timeless power of perseverance. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Take the next step. Your unstoppable progress begins now. Thank you for joining us for episode 47 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Remember, the art of progress is not about avoiding obstacles. It's about developing the perseverance to overcome them. Until next time, keep moving forward, keep learning, and keep growing.